We are in the halachas of kashering kelim in Siman Tov Nun Aleph. We are up to Sif Chav Beis. That's what we'll be doing today. Kol ha-kelim, all kelim, afilu shel cheres, even their earthenware, shenishtamish bem chametz betzonin, in which you use cold chametz, mutil lishtamish bem matzah afilu b'chamin, you're allowed to use it for Pesach, even with something hot. This is talking about where you're going to use it, you're using this on a, not on a permanent basis. It had to be talking about that you didn't have liquid chametz sitting in it for 24 hours, because then we say that it absorbed it and will come out when you use it with something hot. Chutz mi beis sa'or, except for, apparently there was this trough in which they put they used to keep the sourdough for fermenting other doughs, so that we say is so absorbed of strong chametz that there's no way of getting it out. Uveis charosis, also, where they would keep charosis, which was a dip in those days, and it was charosis that had chametz in it. Sha'af al pi shalom nishtamish bem chometz ela betzonin, even though it was used for cold. Also lishtamish bem matzah b'chamin, you couldn't use it for something kosher l'Pesach cold, because we say that, hot, because we say that it absorbed sharp chametz into it. Avo betzonin lohaniach bem matzah afuya, but if you're just going to use it for cold matzah, so it was used for cold chametz, but sharp chametz, and now you want to put cold matzah in it, that's mutter, a baked matzah. Aval also lolush bam, but you can never use these things for kneading in. We say that it still may have the sharpness of the chametz, and that will ferment whatever stuff you're making for Pesach. V'chol ze below hagola, that's only without hagola. Aval ayidei hagola, the machaber holds, if you did hagola, afilu beisor v'charosis mutorim imenim shalcheres, if they're ceramic, so hagola doesn't work, but if they're not ceramic, then the halacha would be that it works. Aval shel cheres lo mahani hagola. For cheres, hagola doesn't work. V'afilu lo nishtamish bem chometz ela betzonin, lo yishtamish bem matzah afilu betzonin, even though you only used chometz cold, you should not use it for matzah cold. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down another girsa of lo yishtamish bem matzah ela betzonin, that you're allowed to use it cold. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is a machlokas, the Bach and the Prichadash, against the girsa that we actually have. It's questionable whether or not the Mechaber is allowing you to use it even for tzone. Further, Vayidna Nogu Alma, Delo Lishtamusha Bepischa, Bamona de Parcha Atiki. We do not use old ceramic dishes altogether. Why is that? Why is the minig not to use it? Because we're always afraid that maybe it absorbed chametz and there's no way of removing the chametz from klei cheres. Pirish klei cheres yishanim. Says the Ramon now, V'tanur shel beis achorav. Tanur shel beis achorav is a fireplace. A fireplace was, most people did not have ovens in the house that they actually baked in. But they did have a fireplace that was used to heat up the home in the winter. That's why it's called Tanur Beis Achorav. And they would hang pots or put pots on the ledge there to cook. They would end up using it for cooking too. So dino ki kli cheres. It's considered a kli cheres. V'osur losum shum dover al Tanur bePesach. And you're not allowed to put anything on it on Pesach. Now, if you kasher it, so it depends. We say that kashering will work for the inside of it, but not for the outside of it. Even for the inside of it, kashering it through Libun is not so pashut. It depends on what it's made of. If it is made of bricks, then it's considered kli cheres, and there, if you kasher it, that is sufficient. And any part that actually you were able to be malavin to get really white hot, that would be kosher for use on Pesach. But let's say it's only made of dried mortar. So there, we would not rely on Libun. Furthermore, if you kasher it on the inside, it may not work for the outside. So you're not supposed to go in and put anything kosher or Pesach on the outside of that oven for cooking. Now, what happens if you did b'dieved? So if something got put down on a ledge there and it was clean, the only problem is that it has absorbed chametz in it and it was in a pot, the halach is b'dieved, it will not become usr, because taste does not transfer from one solid surface to another one without liquid in between. Food can absorb from a keli, but a keli cannot absorb from a keli. So if you have a pot sitting just on the surface of an oven and that surface is chametz de bidiyeved, it will not aser anything. What happens if you actually put food into it? So there the halachi is that the a klipa's worth, just the outer surface of what touched it is aser, because taste that is absorbed in a keli will not be able to penetrate the food that it touches more than the width of klipa, which is the amount that you could scrape off and it'll stand on its own. The Bir Halacha brings the Chassam Sofer, who says that you should not, all the kalim that were used for making whiskey should not be used for Kosher LePesach whiskey, by the way of Hagola, because the taste is so strong that unless you do something to get rid of the old taste of the whiskey, you will always have the taste of Chametz whiskey in it.